Troy. Leave a message.
Are you home? Pick up. I need food. I want to order something. I'm craving guacamole. I'm pulling up. Hello?
I see you made it home, Kate.
Please leave me alone.
Over 6 million people are stalked each year in the United States. One in six women, one in 19 men. Stalking is the unwanted or obsessive attention from one person to another. It's driven by rejection, jealousy, revenge.
Alright, take your back. Alright, I'm gonna get you early, okay?
Okay, come on.
Stalking can be the result of a relationship gone wrong, or delusional fixations that are pushed to extremes. Anyone can be a stalker. Ex-boyfriend, spouse, stranger. Anyone can be a victim. And it's on the rise. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Tinder, whatever app is hot today, we have too much access to one another. Social media is the number one reason stalking cases have tripled in the last decade. That's where I come in. I run TAU, the Threat Assessment Unit of the LAPD. We're responsible for all stalking cases and threats to individuals, as well as politicians and city employees. It is our job to assess the level of threat in any situation and respond accordingly. If I lost you, I'm seeing eyes glaze over. How about this? Any questions for me?
Did you handle the Selena Gomez stalker?
I heard David Letterman had a stalker for over a decade. Some lady who kept breaking into his house?
No, I didn't. And yes, he did. But celebrity stalking makes up only 10% of all stalking cases. Most victims are like you and me.